live from the KSRM studios on KB Trode. KSRM 920 AM and 92.5 FM presents Decision 2023. Tonight, we feature the candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. In studio are candidates Peter Michicki, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, David Carey, and Zachary Hamilton. You'll hear their opinions on the issues that matter to you. And now, here's your host for tonight's forum on KSRM, Dwayne Bannock.
Welcome back, and thank you. I am Dwayne Bannock, and we are joined tonight by candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. If you care about your local government, you already have plans to vote in this election. Some of you, we learned, have already voted. The election day is Tuesday, February 14th, 2 weeks from today, but early voting is available now. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. We'll start again with our candidates in order for Mr. Dave Carey. The legislature is considering an increase to the base student allowance. If passed, this would grant more money to the Kenai Peninsula Borough for educational purposes. Will you support or oppose the increase, and add your comments to that in 60 seconds, please?
Absolutely. Accepting more money from the government. It's our money they're giving to us to use as we need to. Education is the highest borough expense. Borough residents proudly support education regarding reading, writing, math. But maybe cell phones need to be removed from classrooms so that students learn analytical thinking. Many of our students can't make change. They can't read or write longhand. We need full parental oversight for discussion of gender identity in our primary and elementary schools. Parents should be the primary teachers of adolescents on sexuality. We absolutely need to take those monies. Our high school curriculum should focus on not just those going to college, but focus on the education of those who are going to stay locally as well. We need much more vocational workforce development classes available. We need to cooperate with the huge educational resources we have with Seward VocTech, with Kashmak Bay campus of the Kenai and Kenai River campuses. We need to work with our local people to make a better job of using our education funds and providing a better education to our kids.
Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, the legislature is considering an increase to the base student allowance. If passed, it would grant more money to the Kenai Peninsula Borough for educational purposes. Will you support or oppose this increase? And your comments, please.
Well, I will definitely support it because I believe we have not had an increase since 2013. And unfortunately for all of us, inflation is eating that up. It's eating it up with fuel prices, with electricity, with NSTAR natural gas, with our transportation, healthcare. So we are way behind right now. So we do need definitely to have that increase.
Thank you. Mr. Hamilton, the legislature is considering an increase to the base student allowance. If passed, this would grant more money to the Kenai Peninsula Borough for educational purposes. Will you support or oppose such an increase? And your comments, please.
Yes, I support that, taking money from the state to benefit our students, our teachers, our support staff, our administrators, and our school district is important, something that I think all of us support. It was alarming to me, though, that recently, school district, announced a projected deficit for this next fiscal year of $13.1 million. And there's some unprecedented funds that, will help offset that. Anything that we can do, any way that we can use our platform for influence as the mayor of the borough to be able to benefit our school district, of course, any of us will want to do that.
Mr. Michicki, the legislature is considering an increase to the base student allowance. If passed, this would grant more money to the Kenai Peninsula Borough for educational purposes. Will you support or oppose such an increase? And your comments, please.
Yeah, I will support it. The base student allocation hasn't increased since 2013. There's some outside dollars of it. But I would support it. The thief in the night called inflation has eroded those dollars from 13 by about 17%. So the fact is they're trying to do more with less. I also pushed for the Alaska Reads Act passing because we need a better outcome. That's a bill that gives money for districts that choose to respond and improve the reading and math scores of our students, which is drastically needs improvement. So I think as a partnership together, we can improve the outcome and ensure that students are receiving what they need with inflationary adjustments and a BSA adjustment as well. So I'm in support.
Thank you, Peter Machicki. Did I get it right? Did I get everybody on that one? Now I'm gun shy because I screwed that last one up. Thank you. Moving on, beginning with Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Outside of education, the public safety service areas are the greatest expense of the borough. What are the advantages or disadvantages of combining individual service areas into one public safety department?
Well, I like the fact that we have our own service areas, and we do have some that is our emergency corridor is set up different from Cooper Landing to Girdwood. And we use PILT money for that so that we have provided ambulance service through that corridor. So when you have tourists and neighbors and friends and relatives coming, we do have ambulance service. Each area has chosen to have their own service area. Some of them have three different, what do you call them?
Service areas?
Well, no, three different firehouses and the people that staff them. And some areas are bigger, some are smaller. So I like the way the service areas are set up now.
Thank you. Mr. Hamilton, outside of education, public safety service areas are the greatest expense to the borough. What are the advantages or disadvantages of combining individual service areas into one public safety department?
I think that from the conversations I've been having with people across the borough, it seems like the needs within the service areas are only increasing, and the need for personnel as well is increasing. And, you know, obviously, as needs increase and services are required, and people to staff those areas to perform those tasks are required, you know, a shift from volunteers to paid, full-time paid employees. You know, somehow that has to get paid for. So the only reason I could just, you know, from the outside looking in without having, you know, the advice and consultation of others that we would need to consolidate is only if that helped us operate in a leaner way and still produce a better result.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Peter Machicki, outside of education, the public safety service areas are the greatest expense. What are the advantages or disadvantages of combining individual service areas into one public safety department?
Well, I think the disadvantages are what I love about local government is the more local it is, the more fit for purpose the services are, where local residents get to be involved in what is specifically needed in that piece of the community. Our communities vary greatly, and that's a way to pinpoint those services specifically for those communities. You know, I've spent the last 40 years working alongside first responders, and I'm always going to be there for them to make sure that they're adequately trained and prepared and have adequate equipment. And if you look at the results of the last bond issue, obviously the communities feel the same. We want them to come when we call so they can extinguish a fire in our home, be ready to respond on the highway, and ensure that those services are as fit for the local community as possible.
Thank you. Dave Carey, outside of education, public safety service areas are the greatest expense. What are the advantages or disadvantages of combining individual service areas into one public safety department?
The ignorant will tell you that bigger is better. Local is much more logical. It is much more responsive. It provides a greater service. Would we want Chugach Electric from Anchorage to provide electric help for people in Homer if there was a problem? Or do you want local people with the equipment there, the response, the supplies are there? We have service areas all over. We are a geologically very active area. We need people to take care of people who have medical needs, who have fire needs, who have all kinds of emergency needs. We need to be sure they are local. that they care for locals, they know where people live. We absolutely should not be combining all the service areas. That's, again, penny wise, but very pound foolish.
Thank you. Thank you, candidates, for your answers tonight. We have provided a list of the subjects in advance, not the specific questions. Thank you to our listening audience. Thanks to our production staff. We'll be back right after this on KSRM.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back to KSRM, something special breaking here at KSRM News.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Whoa.
Justin Bieber making a special in-studio announcement here. Only one of our candidates tonight has a birthday. And happy birthday, Mrs. Farnsworth Hutchings.
Well, give me a gift and vote for me.
Look at that. Nice. This is live radio, and I will let you in on someone else that told me of that just a few minutes ago. Studio audience was breaking out into happy birthday to you as well. So happy birthday to Mrs. Farnsworth Hutchings. Thanks for being with us tonight. Welcome back to KSRM. Back to, I'm all messed up. I get messed up so very easily. To Zach Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton, nationally, statewide, and even locally, healthcare is an important topic. As mayor, what might your plan be to address the healthcare needs of the residents?
Well, first is to listen. You know, everything starts with listening and assessment and gaining an understanding of what people's needs are, what their desires are, what are things that we can celebrate, what's working, what's not working, what needs to change, and then what's next. So I would need to do that work using my platform as mayor to gain a better understanding of what, if anything, needs to change as far as healthcare. And I will say that you sang that beautifully. That wasn't Justin Bieber. That was you, Dwayne. That was beautiful.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Peter Machicki, nationally, statewide, and even locally, healthcare is an important topic. As mayor, what might your plan be to address the healthcare needs of the residents?
Yeah, that's a very tough question. I mean, the bottom line is that we're seeing unprecedented increases, and we think it's someday they're going to level off, but they seem to climb, continue to climb as things progress. You know, I think there's some ideas on a larger pool for high-risk individuals within the borough, or that's something the state did that dropped costs fairly dramatically on insurance rates. But I think we need to sit down with the hospitals and members in the legislature involved in HASS and finance. There's a lot of those things that can be solved on a state level that would hurt, that would help us locally, that we've been kicking around for quite some time, that I think it's time we get very serious on it. That's not a blip. That's a continuous increase. And I'd like to see more value from our local providers for families that in borough-owned facilities as opposed to what we've seen somewhat in the past.
Peter Machicki, thank you. Dave Carey, nationally, statewide, and even locally, healthcare is an important topic. As mayor, what might your plan be to address the healthcare needs of the residents?
Healthcare is a critical issue to this borough. We are the owners of two hospitals. Growing up here, we had no healthcare. It's the largest employer. It's the largest unit user in terms of buildings, even in the city of Soldotna. It brings incomes. It's a huge amount of jobs. But more importantly, it allows people to live here during healthcare needs. 13 months ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. I want to tell you, it's very critically important to me that we have hospitals here that allow me to do my treatment for prostate cancer here. It is critically important that more elderly people feel the security of having healthcare needs met here. It's not about insurance. It's about our quality of life. It's about our ability to live and to care for each other so that we don't have our grandparents living outside. We have to go visit them. They can stay here. They're taken care of. And this is a great quality of life because of the health care offered here.
Thank you, Dave Carey. Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings, nationally, statewide, and even locally, health care is an important topic. As mayor, what might your plan be to address the health care needs of the residents?
Well, you know, I have sat on three health care task forces for the borough. We have come up with a couple of things that helped us. We did consolidated purchasing so that it eliminated the double costs that we were involved with. But more than that, we also had a chance to do a borough-wide insurance policy. We ran into a little bit of trouble because people were worried that they were going to have to buy a supplemental policy when they traveled and spent the winter outside. So that didn't take off, but I think that needs to be revisited. We have two incredible hospitals that have, I mean, I don't hear the air ambulance going over my house near as much because they are able to have all of these procedures done on the peninsula.
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings. Before we move into our next category, I will give you a clue. I'll give you a clue looking at the clock because I'm a slave to the clock. It's going to have to do with roads and snow. And we will hear about this year was an unusual event. So I'm helping you out a little bit with your next question. We are going to take a break here in just a moment. So just for our final ABC News break, thank you for tuning in with us tonight, especially those of you that are within the Kenai Peninsula Borough. I know that we have some listening on the fancy dancy World Wide Web of RadioKenai.com, and we welcome you as well. Beginning with Dave Carey. Nope, I'm getting a signal, and we're going to head off to our break. This is KSRM.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back, and thank you, KSRM News, for hosting tonight's mayoral forum. We are joined by the four candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor. You will see their names on the ballot. David Carey, Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings, Zach Hamilton, and Peter Machicki. There is a write-in candidate in this race as well. We're going back to our questions. The candidates have 60 seconds to answer them. Matt Wilson is running the board and being a strict timekeeper. This question, we will begin with Peter Machicki. This year was a heavy snowfall year, and most roads, state, city, and borough, took longer than normal to maintain. If you were mayor, what might have you done differently, if anything? Peter Machicki first, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne. So as a private sector manager of large organizations, we focus on a continuous improvement process. What does that mean? It means you got to close the loop. Right now, our loop isn't closed because our residents that pay sacred tax dollars for road services do not get to individually evaluate the performance of contractors. So this storm is not the only time that there's been a deficit of services delivered in not only snow removal, but maintenance and bringing up the ditches. Before each contract period is up, if I'm successful in this race, residents will receive a card to evaluate those services. I will get together with the road department and determine if these contractors are performing adequately. If they're not, they will be replaced. We'll work with procurement for necessary standards, and we will ensure that people are getting what they're paying for. These are sacred hard-earned dollars, and they should get what they pay for.
Thank you, Peter Machicki. Dave Carey, this year was a heavy snowfall year. Most roads, city, state, and borough, took longer to maintain. If you were mayor, what might have you done differently, if anything?
I'd start off and say, be a little bit kinder to the people who are plowing the roads, for the people who are trying to open up the ways so that buses, commercial interests, parents, all kinds of people can use those roads. Give people a bit of a break. I'd still like to see the road out North Road, North Kenai. I'd like to see that extended and taken care of. If you live in Alaska and you get bent out of shape because there's a big snow and you have to wait a little while, maybe you should live somewhere else. We absolutely need to be kind to the people who take care of our needs, whether it's trash, whether it's roads, whether it's public safety. You know, maybe we take ourselves a little too seriously. But again, we want to get bent out of shape if the snow's too deep. I've got a concern in terms of the berms, how high they are as you're trying to get out onto the road and turn left. It's dangerous. Please be safe, but be kind to those people working to keep our roads open.
Thank you, Mr. Carey. Ms. Linda Farnsworth-Hutchings, this year was a heavy snowfall year, and most roads, borough, city, and state, took longer than normal to maintain. If you were mayor, what might have you done differently, if anything?
Well, I will tell you, I was pretty impressed at the amount of snow they had to move, and they did it rather well. I know the city of Soldotna did a great job. I went out K Beach Road to visit a friend. I was impressed. This little road called Patrick Drive was beautifully plowed. And I asked my friend, I says, how's your road service out here? And she said, I am so impressed with in the summer how they keep it graded, how they've done a great job plowing. And so the only thing I can say is if you do have a problem with your roads, you have a road service board, and that's where you need to start. So I've been impressed with how well the snow was removed this winter.
Thank you. Mr. Hamilton, this year was a heavy snowfall year, and most roads, state, city, and borough, took longer than normal to maintain. If you were mayor, what might have you done differently, if anything?
I don't have one thing to complain about. You know, while I've been sleeping in the middle of the night next to my wife and the two boys, younger boys in our family that come and jump in our bed in the middle of the night, you know, somebody's out there working, making sure that the road is ready for us to go in the morning when we wake up and got to get to work. So I appreciate every single person that is my neighbor, that are my neighbors, that make it happen every single time we need snow moved. And I would say, you know, I agree with what everything Peter said earlier when he brought up that most of the people providing these services are contracted with the borough. These are businesses, local businesses, and they're contracted with the borough. So most, if not all. And so it's hard to provide quality assurance, you know, for as a borough for organizations that are not our employees. But call, we will send road service inspectors out to look at potential issues.
Thank you, Mr. Hamilton. Moving on, new subject, new department. Dave Carey, solid waste is the same price as roads in expenditure. First of a two-part question, do you use the landfill or transfer site yourself personally? What changes or ideas might you employ for this borough-wide department?
U.S. solid waste is extremely important. If you look at the costs in other areas of the country, it's prohibitive. I use our solid waste center here all the time, and many other people do. It is a huge and very valuable service to everyone. I would like to see us really talk about the methane coming off of the waste site here. I think it can be used to generate electricity. It can be an excellent source of power. It can offset the cost. But again, solid waste, huge amount of work done by a lot of people, employs a lot. It gives us the freedom to not have to keep trash around. I am very pleased with the people who are in the solid waste departments, the work they do, the training they have, their initiative, and the hours they spend taking care of our trash so that we don't have to. And I sure don't want to go back as it used to be. We had to burn everything. We had trash barrels burning all over this place. I'm really pleased we have solid waste now.
Thank you, Dave Carey. Mrs. Farnsworth-Hutchings, solid waste is almost as expensive as roads. Do you personally use the landfill or transfer sites? What changes or ideas might you employ for this borough-wide department?
Well, you know, we have a company that comes and picks up our garbage at our business, but we also have times that we have to take trailers full of items out to the landfill. And you know, we have 8 landfills, 5 man transfer stations, and 8 drop box sites. The one thing that I would like to suggest, a lot of times people drop off things that are usable. And then you have people that come and want to take them home, which would be fine. But the liability of having people on your property doing that, I mean, the insurance that the borough pays right now for that liability is incredible. But we have a place called Build Up in Soldotna where you take leftover doors or windows or a piece of tile or whatever, and you can donate that, and it gets recycled.
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Mr. Hamilton, Zach Hamilton, solid waste is equal in cost to the roads department. Do you use the landfill or transfer site yourself personally? What changes or ideas might you employ for this borough-wide department?
Yes, I do use them personally. And the one piece of information that's come to me that I thought was a helpful insight is just making sure that sites are meeting the needs of the local residents during the busiest times of the year when we have a lot of people from out of town and out of state in our communities potentially filling up dumpsters and also using these sites as well. And so making sure that the needs of residents and particularly the cities are not having to carry a heavier burden than what's expected or what has been anticipated in trying to help offset just the increased activity across the borough communities.
Thank you, Zach Hamilton. Peter Machicki, solid waste is equal in cost to roads. Do you use the landfill or transfer sites yourself personally? What changes or ideas might you employ for this borough-wide department?
Well, thank you. I use them often, probably too often, but I have some of my best constituent conversations at the landfill. It's a great place to meet folks. I see room for improvement. I think we do a great job. There's no question about the fact that solid waste does a great job. I don't think it was their decision on closures on Sundays, which I think is difficult for many people that only have 2 days off. And frankly, I can't see any economical advantage or cost advantage to closing on Sundays. So I'd like to reopen all year long. But when I propose these things, it's not going to be additional cost. We will work with schedulers and with the departments to ensure that there is not additional cost. But we have a lot of big projects coming our way. The Homer landfill is almost exhausted. That has to be moved. By working together, I'd like to keep as much out of the landfill as possible that can be used. So we'll be putting out messages on where people to bring things that are usable so that they won't go to waste in our landfill and fill that space.
Thank you, Peter Machicki. We're going to stay with Peter Machicki just for a fun question once more before we take our final break for the night. Peter Machicki, name the year, make, and model of your daily automobile driver.
That's a tough one. Daily. Well, my most frequent driver is a 2011 Toyota Tundra, but my favorite vehicle is my 76 red and white Ford pickup that I think most guys and some ladies have appreciated around the community.
Very, very nicely. Very nicely done. Zach Hamilton, daily driver, year, make, and model.
2012 Honda Odyssey with four car seats in it.
We learned something there. Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, daily driver, year, make, and model.
A 2021 Cadillac XT6 filled with signs, but what you'd really like is the 32 Nash.
Ooh.
That my husband drives.
I've seen it. Dave Carey, daily driver, year, make, and model of it.
4-year-old Ford Explorer, and I love it.
Thanks so much. That was just a fun question in there just for fun. Our candidates are listening. Our candidates are answering. Some of these questions have been developed by KSRM. Some of these questions have been developed by you. One of the questions is going to come directly from our mayoral candidates themselves. This is KSRM.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back. back to KSRM 2023 Mayoral Forum. Thanks so much for tuning in with us tonight. We're having a great, I'm having a great time. I hope that our listeners are too. Final scripted question from us, and then we will go to a special feature where the candidate will ask another candidate a particular question. Beginning with Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, what is your opinion on the borough's current voting methods? Would you like to see any changes for the borough election methods?
You know, actually, I'm pleased with the borough election methods. I know that we use the Dominion machines that a lot of people are upset about, but I will tell you that there are four cross checks. First, they go ahead and they calibrate and they seal the machine. Then they have four cross checks. And the reason I know how well these machines work is my husband and I go to vote together, and he didn't mark his ballot correctly. It wouldn't accept his ballot, so they said, fill in the oval. So he went back in and he filled in the oval, and it was a different color ink. It wouldn't accept it again. So somebody isn't going to mess with your ballot. So they destroyed the ballot and gave him a new one. And the other thing we do is we take randomly three precincts and hand count to compare it to the machine.
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Mr. Hamilton, what is your opinion on the borough's current voting methods? Would you like to see any changes for borough election methods?
Yeah, I have to say I'm a lot less skeptical about our borough elections than I might be about state or federal elections. But the key word, the buzzword here is these are tabulators. So these machines are tabulators. They simply tally what you and the next person mark on an actual paper ballot. You know, as Linda mentioned, you know, there are random precincts that are selected and those votes are hand tallied. And oftentimes those to get the when you already know what the tally is supposed to be, it still takes three or four hand counts to get to that number. And so it just shows the importance of accuracy and how simply hand counting ballots and not having a tabulator also can actually create the same kind of problem that many people want to eliminate.
Thank you, Zach Hamilton. Peter Michicki, what is your opinion on the borough's current voting methods? Would you like to see any changes for borough election methods?
You know, I think we do a really good job here, and I agree that the tabulations are adequate and have matched up with the tabulators from the machine. But what I think we're missing is putting out a how it works thing in the borough to help people. You know, they're worried about the results in Arizona, and they attribute those same problems to the Kenai Peninsula borough or our local elections. And I think if we spent a little time explaining how our elections work here and try to make people more comfortable with the process and be open to improvement suggestions in the future, I think we can bring a lot more people along to have confidence in our elections. And I think it's imperative that they're confident in the outcome of our election.
Thank you, Peter Michicki. Dave Carey, what is your opinion on the borough's current voting methods? Would you like to see any changes for borough election methods?
I don't think we should treat the voters as children. I absolutely trust all the precinct workers. I think they're totally, totally trustworthy. I don't trust the idea when the people are upset with the machine and we just say we're going to use them anyway. I think that's stupid on the part of government. We need paper ballots for every single vote. If the people say they don't trust the machinery, common sense says get different machinery rather than debate some type of logistics or logarithms of how it's decided. When people don't trust our government, bad things happen. We need to do things that make people trust government. And telling them they're stupid or telling them they just need more lessons or more information is not the answer today. Today, people are very concerned about whether votes are counted correctly. We need to listen. We need to take all possible methods. Always have a paper ballot.
Thank you, Dave Carey. All right, final question is going to come from you. I'm looking at the clock and I'm making an executive decision. You'll have 30 seconds to ask your question. The person that you direct the question to will have 1 minute to reply. There will not be a third time. 30 seconds to ask a question of one of the other candidates. 1 minute to reply. Let's begin with Mr. Zach Hamilton.
Sure. I'm going to ask this question to Linda. And I will say on behalf of all the candidates, this has been a very positive experience for me. Thus far, we have all kept it lighthearted, and I feel like we've all been supportive of one another. And I want to ask a question to that point. Linda, I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but what quality in each of us candidates do you find most inspiring or has challenged you or created the most value for you leading up to this election?
Well, first of all, I'm really happy to be here. I think it's been a great evening, and I would like to say, Mr. Carey, I think you have done a wonderful job teaching our children government. That to me is your greatest asset. And Mr. Hamilton, I would just like to thank you for taking the opportunity, even though you're new to the area, you've kind of been thrown into the bucket here, but you have still managed to come up and you're cordial and you're learning things. And, you know, personally, I hope you run for an assembly seat because it'll be a great way to get your feet wet when it really comes to.
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Next question is going to be for Peter Michicki to address to another candidate.
Yeah, thank you. My question is for Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Hamilton, I have really enjoyed getting to know you, and you're running in a field that ranges of, you know, people that have held the seat of Senate president down to city council member and everything in between. You have not held public office, and that has nothing to do with my question. My question is, what have you learned, and what kind of lessons can you sort of relay to other young people that may not have the other experience but want to become involved? What have you learned in this campaign? You already said it was a positive experience, but what would you like for them to know so that more people can become involved?
Thank you. Thank you, Peter, for that question, and I appreciate your encouragement toward me. So I think working for the borough, whether that's as the mayor or in some other capacity, should be one of the most desirable jobs on the peninsula. It doesn't, you know, politics or, you know, coordinating the work of the people here across the borough doesn't have to be boring or polarizing. It should be exciting, and it should be a place where creativity can be expressed and where people can dream and people can collaborate and learn how to be a team player. And one of the greatest takeaways that I have had so far through this process is just having a deeper understanding of how important it is to be part of a team within a local government and at the community level. There are so many people and so many working parts that make a community work, and we're all just neighbors. We're all in this together, and that has been a lesson that I've been reminded of through this process.
Thank you, Zach Hamilton. Dave Carey, your question for another candidate, please.
You bet. I believe this is one of the most important aspects of this program. It lets you see who the candidate really is, lets you see the candidate's inner heart. It lets you see what the candidate believes in our process. I have a question for Mrs. Hutchings. Mrs. Hutchings, during my 40 years in service here on the Kenai Peninsula, I have repeatedly experienced the generosity and kindness of you, your husband Dave, and your primary business regarding helping our community members in parades, at school proms, at football homecoming events by providing beautiful and marvelous vehicles for people to ride in. Why is it that you care so much for our community and our kids, and should we expect that behavior will continue if you're elected?
Well, thank you for that. You know, it will continue, and I am so invested in our borough from Nanwalek and Port Graham all the way to Seward and Hope. And I've been that way my whole life, but it was what I learned from my parents. They taught me community service. And so David and I always continue, whether it's driver's education cars to the high schools or scholarships for career and technical or, well, just this 2 weeks ago, we gave a car to students in transition because their car had died and they needed a way to get those children around. So, no, I'm not going to change. But thanks for the question.
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Final question for Zach Hamilton. That was it. No, I'm sorry. See, I fouled it up the fourth time. Four times a charm. Mrs. Farnsworth Hutchings, you get the last question to a candidate.
Well, you know, I think we've had some great questions and some great answers. And I really want to know if Mr. Hamilton is going to continue on and join the political field on our peninsula.
Thank you for that question. I'm going to be straight up honest. I'm constantly being recruited to go elsewhere, you know, to do six-figure jobs and lead in other organizations. I want to raise my family here, but I need to be leading at the highest level that I possibly can. And, you know, I recognize, you know, that I'm a dark horse candidate. I'm coming out of nowhere. People are just now getting to know me. But I do want to raise my family here. And it is hard to resist job offers and recruiters, you know, coming after me. But I do intend to continue to be involved. I do think it's best that whoever becomes mayor this election gets an opportunity to go on in the future and be the mayor for the 3-year term. And because of that, I don't intend to try to unseat that person if it's not me.
Thank you, Zach Hamilton. Thank you, candidates. With special permission from KSRM ownership, we are going to blow past our self-imposed 7 p.m. deadline by approximately 4 minutes, offering a one-minute close here. We will do it in the exact opposite order of the opening statement. Peter Machicki, 1 minute from you, and then we'll say goodbye. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate tonight and any opportunity that we can help get the word out to voters about this important election. So I'm encouraging people to get out and vote soon. You don't know what happens on February 14th. Remember that the job interview for a CEO of a $175 million organization. But for me, it's about unity, stability, and opportunity in this borough. We have a lot of work to do together. It's the greatest place to live, work, play, and visit. And we have some room for improvement, but I celebrate every day the place where we live. So thank you for tonight. I very much appreciate it, and I look forward to further discussions with folks in the Kenai Peninsula world.
Thank you, Peter Machicki. Zach Hamilton, 1 minute closing statement from you, please, sir.
I know I'm a fresh face in this race, and before tonight, you maybe have never heard my name. And here's what I want you to remember. The mayor can be a driver of positive change, the right kind of change through innovative solutions. And I do believe that the same thinking and strategies that got us to this point won't be the same thinking and strategies that will get us from where we are to where we need to be and where we want to be. If you're more concerned than you are excited with who you have been, how you have been represented by your elected officials, I ask you to take a chance on me. You may discover that that type of civic leader you didn't think existed does exist, has been living next door, operating a cafe here in Kenai. And you might have seen me in an apron there, but if you choose me now, you'll see me wear my cape.
Thank you, Zach Hamilton. Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, your final comments, please.
Well, I want to thank everybody for a great forum this evening. And as your new borough mayor, I would bring ethical, collaborative, and strong leadership to the office. It's a time for no-nonsense governing, no drama, no more lawsuits, no more wasted money. After all, it's your government and your money. I will bring my long-standing effective relationships with local, state, and federal legislators. I'm not a career politician. I'm not going to Juneau. I have served on boards and commissions at the state level, appointed by 4 different governors, and I've served at the local level for 40 years on a nonprofit board. As your new mayor, it will be my continuation of community service, my commitment to the people of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. You have a very important decision to make. I encourage you to ask yourself, do you want more failed leadership or do you want a strong ethical leader?
Thank you, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings. Final candidate tonight, Mr. David Carey, your final comments, please.
Thank you. I want to thank KSRM and all those people who are listening for putting on this forum. I love this country. I believe it's the best country in the world. I love this state. Again, I'm biased, but to me, it's the best place to live, and this part of the state is where I will always want to be. I believe that if you want to run for an office, you need to have the qualifications. You need to have done the work to prepare for it. You need to have done the footwork. Again, as an ex-coach, you make sure you've done the conditioning. I have 10 years of elected service in borough government. People have sent me to the borough for 10 years. Three of those were as borough mayor. None of the other candidates have a day in borough government elected. I believe in looking at who you choose. I believe qualifications are important, and I believe past history should weigh out. I love America, and I thank all of you. Please vote.
Thank you, Dave Carey. Thank you to all of the candidates. Thank you to our polite studio audience for being with us. Thank you to our listeners. This is the one, KSRM, Soldotna, Kenai, Homer.